You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Peru's bishops have urged the flood-stricken communities of their nation to keep hope alive and warned against the exploitation of land which derives from disregard towards Sister Nature. In a letter published by the Peruvian Bishops' Conference, the CEP, the bishops invite all Peruvians to increase solidarity and works of charity to help those who have lost everything in the floods. Floods and landslides in Peru have caused devastation across large swathes of the country, with at least 85 people killed and almost 12,000 affected by displacement and loss of land. In a letter to the people, Peruvian bishops say it is not time to point fingers at those who may be responsible. It is time to pray, to show solidarity and to join forces. They also warn it is time to respect Sister Nature and to take action to prevent the destruction and exploitation of land and avoid planning new cities. On a more pastoral note, they invite the victims of the floods to take care of each other, especially of the most vulnerable, bearing in mind the needs of children, elderly people and women when aid is distributed. You must be courageous, they say, like the Virgin Mary before the cross. You must be steady in your faith and certain that this terrible moment will pass. Peru, they conclude, has been called in the past to show its strength and must continue to do so because its people are courageous and have faith in the Lord and in his mercy. I'm Linda Bordoni.